Ebony, we have a hard time getting Ebony today. Ebony, I found you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not saying you're having a hard time getting a date, but I found you somebody. Now, this dude right here I got on the phone, we go all the way back to the second grade, Dupie Elementary School, Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Marco!
Hey.
What up, boy?
Hey, what's up, Ricky?
Yeah, I think I should fix you up with a good friend of mine,
you
Evan.
You already fixed me up with him.
Yeah, you did that already.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ebony.
What you doing?
Hey, Mark, what up, boy?
Hey, what's up?
Got doggone Alpha Phi Alpha on the phone. Marco was the first person to put me on stage on my first college gig, him and Tawanda. Up at Alabama A&M, Alpha's always booked me and Marco to go back. But I fixed Marco up with Ebony. And how long was y'all married?
I don't know. It seemed like 100 years. I'm not sure.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to you
like 100 years ago or when you were married, it seemed like 100 years?
It seemed like 100 years. I don't know. I can't keep up with it.
We were married like 7 years, wasn't we? Something like
I don't know.
So y'all got a divorce and then y'all remarried.
We sure did.
Just so y'all to sleep in the same room at Ebony mom and them
we
house.
We sure did for Thanksgiving. We had some fun times, didn't
and
then, we, Marco?
And what did y'all go? Yeah. What did y'all go after y'all got married?
Subway.
What y'all ordered?
What you ate at Subway, Marco? You remember?
I don't know. Some kind of 6-inch and Coke, a real cold Coke.
Mm-hmm.
What you had?
I had a six inch. I think that chicken teriyaki, probably with the extra mushrooms or something.
And did you get that cookie with them?
Mm-hmm, the cookie and a vinegar and salt chips.
Now, Marco, one of the things of folklore about you guys' first wedding was the fact that Ebony did this praise dance for you while you sat in a chair. What was running through your mind during that song while that was taking place?
I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I was sitting in the chair. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if she was going to do a little striptease in front of everybody or what, but I was shocked.
It was a praise.
And it was Stephanie Mills. I never knew love sure like this was. Before. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it, Marco?
I did.
See.
I did.
Hey, Marco, how long did your friends laugh after that?
Are y'all gonna just keep?
Oh, my friend brothers talked about me for a long
time. They did. Wait a minute. They made fun of me when I did the praise dance at our wedding reception.
Not in your face.
You never told me that.
Hey, Marco. Hey, Marco, now I remember you told me, I knew Marco way before, you know, I'm the one introduced Marco and Ebony. All right, now Marco pulled me to the side. I said, Marco, what happened? Why y'all get a divorce? When y'all was sitting down eating dinner and she had made some cube steak, what was the straw the reason why y'all ended up getting divorced?
That wasn't the reason.
The gravy. She could not make gravy.
What did it look like? What did it look like, Marco?
Oh, man, it's so like volcano lava.
You know what? You're not funny.
So the gravy was red?
Don't worry about it.
How do you make red gravy?
Can I tell you how to start?
Some ketchup and some flour.
Now, let me tell you. What was really funny is the fact that his mom, Mama Gail, could cook really well. So that was intimidating to me. His mom, could cook really well. And so I was trying to make gravy, and I couldn't get it right. And I started,
I had to do it. Some flour and then stir some onions up in it. You should have called me, Ebony, and then put some black lace with some black pepper.
But guess what Marco said? So I was making it, and I made the gravy. He's like, baby, just go and put the gravy on there. It's cool. I said, you know I can't do it good. He said, go and put some more on top of that. I said, well, taste it first and see if you want some more. He tasted it. He said, but don't worry about putting no more on there. Some good times, and I am so glad that we can be friends, Marco. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're married to somebody, you
don't. Well, we all grew up together.
Yeah.
Marco.
Yeah.
Remember, me and you got to fight in second grade. You and Van whooped my ass after school. You don't remember that, do you?
Yeah, I remember. I fought.
Hey, but I fought both of y'all though. Y'all whooped my ass, but I fought both of y'all at the same time.
We threw
them in the sticker
bushes.
You threw them in the sticker bushes.
Hey, and it's y'all anniversary today,
not
too.
It's really our anniversary.
Well, didn't y'all get married on this day?
Yeah, we did.
Yes,
it's a commemorative day.
Damn!
We had like when the Civil War started and ended.
It wasn't, but we really did not. We got along, I guess.
We did.
We were just young, don't you think?
When y'all broke up.
Young, I would have got it right out of college.
But wait a minute, then your mama kept. Marco, mama, catch you stealing somebody's car.
Don't do that.
Marco.
Marco, please don't.
Marco, I ain't gonna say that.
Marco, what's your mama?
It was daddy.
Yeah, your daddy called Ebony stealing somebody's car when y'all was breaking up. What you was trying to steal, Ebony?
A check.
Yeah.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.